You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, episode 46.
Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, launch, grow, and scale a wildly successful e-commerce company. Listen to real conversations with proven practical strategies and success stories. Learn how to generate more traffic, more sales, more profit, and customer lifetime value for your Shopify store. And now, your host and e-commerce entrepreneur, Steve Hutt.
This episode is brought to you by Omnisend, makers of sophisticated omnichannel marketing automation tools for sales-driven Shopify brands and marketers that have outgrown generic email marketing platforms. Engage your customers and boost your e-commerce sales with dynamic emails, text messages, web push notifications, Facebook Messenger, and retargeting ads on Google and Facebook. So it's much more than just email marketing. They handle all of your marketing activities across multiple channels, all from within one platform. They have single-click Shopify integration, which also includes email templates and automatic product import from Shopify. Super easy migration from any other email solution that you might be currently using. And right now, Omnisend is offering a 14-day free trial for all of my listeners, which also includes 50% off for the first 3 months. So check them out, ecommercefastlane.com/Omnisend, and use the coupon code Fastlane when you sign up. Hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, this is your first time listening. This is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving online with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. Now, new episodes are available each week with your favorite podcast player through iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. We're now with Spotify. Or you can also sign up at ecommercefastlane.com and you can be notified when new shows are being released. Now, today I'm chatting with Sharoon Thomas, who is the co-founder and CEO of Fulfill.io. Fulfill gives you all the tools that you need to deliver an amazing customer experience, kind of whatever the process is. It could be no matter what you're selling to. It really is a post-checkout operations are completely covered with the Fulfill.io platform. It is a one-stop platform. Everything from purchasing and manufacturing, you know, all the way through to inventory and order management and even connections over to accounting. A to Z kind of solution to really help store owners. Out of the box, it works with all the marketplaces too. Big ones, Amazon, eBay, and ironically enough, why they're on the show today is a very tight connection with Shopify. So let's jump into the show and learn more. So hi, Sharoon. Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. You know, I learned a little bit about Fulfill.io. I mentioned a lot on this show, but I do a lot of app audits. Part of my merchants and clients and things that I'm involved with, I like to double check to see what connections, both public and private, and maybe marketing platforms, what they've connected to with their store. And just want to make sure they're kind of making the best decision based on the vertical they're in and just generally what kind of, for speed purposes and lots of different reasons why people would choose apps or why I'd maybe recommend to consolidate and remove some. And I found Fulfill listed. And so I said, okay, I have to have the founder on, which is you, onto the show. So to learn more about it, and I obviously perused the website, learned a little bit about kind of what it does. But I thought maybe getting you on the show is the first step to hear the whole journey of why you built this solution. So on a high level, what does Fulfill.io do and kind of what problem does it solve for Shopify store owners?
Sure. So Fulfill is a cloud ERP solution that's designed for what we call a modern retailer. So for a Shopify merchant, it gives them the visibility across operations, acts as a single source of truth, and this helps these merchants to take fast and informed decisions. Now, Shopify likes to talk a lot about breaking the curse of growth. So like Shopify, Fulfill helps these merchants break the curse, but from a totally different angle. That's post-checkout. So Shopify gives these merchants a scalable and reliable, solid platform to receive orders. Fulfill similarly gives them a scalable and reliable platform to fulfill those orders.
That makes sense, though. So Shopify really on the front end is really helping people build this brand after the order is now sitting in your admin. The question is that how are we dealing with that whole journey from the order in the admin forward? And that's how Fulfill kind of fits into that mix. Let's talk about your journey, because I mean, these solutions aren't built overnight. And I've learned with a few people that I've interviewed is that a lot of them are purpose-built. I'd love to hear your career, your entrepreneurial journey kind of leading up to building and kind of launching this platform now.
Sure. So I'm an electronics engineer who accidentally ended up with ERP systems after. Yeah.
Okay.
So my family business implemented a well-known ERP system. And right after that, we learned that 65% of ERP implementations fail. And the most common reasons are poor planning, poor implementation, and more importantly, bad fits. So I got involved in the implementation. And ever since, I've worked with businesses around the world, helping them adopt ERP systems. And that's also when we got the opportunity to work with a lot of these fast-growing merchants. So we'd work with them, and we'd see them spending tons of money and a lot of time customizing these systems. And by the time these get rolled out, the business has changed because these are really fast-growing merchants. And that's when the idea of Fulfill came about. We wanted to build a system for these fast-growing merchants that would work out of the box for at least 90% of their business needs. And then for the remaining 10%, just like Shopify, use the APIs and build on top of it to make it a good fit for their business. Mm-hmm. So essentially giving them the tech to compete with the large companies, the Amazons of the world, without all the cost and time and money. So that's kind of what we do. And that's how the Fulfill platform came about.
Interesting. So let's talk about why it may be an attractive option for Shopify merchants.
I'm sure you chat with a lot of merchants, and when we talk to them, they always talk about how much they want to grow. These merchants want to grow, like, let's say, to 100 mil. Now, wherever they are today, like 2 or 10 or 20, they want to grow. Now, as they start scaling, the challenges, their needs, these start to change. Operationally, whatever worked for them, say, at 5 mil, definitely doesn't work at 10. And what works at 10 doesn't work at 50.
It doesn't. Yeah, you're right.
So Shopify gives these merchants a stable and flexible platform to scale from wherever they are to hundreds of millions. There are established cases for that, right? Similarly, Fulfill gives them a platform that works out of the box with Shopify to automate all of these post-checkout operations so they can be more efficient at growing to the 100 mil mark. Mm-hmm. Now, like one of our customers said, Fulfill basically frees up time so humans can do what they're really, really good at, which is building customer relationships and showing customer love, and leave all of the operational details to Fulfill. And the decision makers get the data, the visibility, and everything they need to make those fast and informed decisions, while the employees, the team gets to make customers' delight.
So here's the $1 million or multi-million-dollar question, though. So how does Fulfill specifically help Shopify merchants grow then? Because that's a recurring theme on this show is, mm-hmm. you know, to build, to launch and build and grow and scale. And so specifically, can you share how Fulfill does that?
You know what? I think it'll really help if I answer this question with the example of one of our customers. Let's take ND Sleep. As an example, Shopify Plus merchant, they're rated as the fastest growing e-commerce company in Canada, period. So they're growing exponentially, but every other company, they started with manual processes to spreadsheets, manual steps. Then they moved on to disconnected systems that solved isolated problems. Then that also stops working at a point of time. That's when, again, you go into spreadsheets to fill the gaps, humans as duct tape. And that's when something like Fulfill becomes important. Today, ND Sleep has used Fulfill to connect and get visibility into all of their operations, from inventory management to purchasing, forecasting, multiple warehouses across Canada, 3PLs they work with. All of that operations has a single source of truth, and that's Fulfill. Now, when you have something like that for your backend operations, you can then remove manual work with automation, and the team can focus on what really, really matters, the customer experience. So what I'd encourage our listener to do is, you know, go and look at some of the customer reviews that are there on the website. Now, it talks about how delighted the customers are. And a big part of that is the experience they get in buying the product and returning that product. That drives loyalty. And this loyalty is what leads to more revenue. And for that customer service or the customer experience to be excellent, humans need to be free to focus on that instead of broken processes or filling these gaps between the different systems that you're using. So it all starts with this right processes, right systems, and automation, and that efficiency converting into delighting customers. And that's what we empower here at Fulfill.
Well stated, and I'm with you on it because I totally agree. I looked actually at Endy's website. Mm-hmm. Ironically enough, I'm looking for a bed, and I have a funny suspicion that I probably will buy Canadian because there's a few others out there in this kind of direct-to-consumer mattress market. Quite a few of them are on Shopify, I might add too, which is quite interesting. But yeah, Endy's, you know, it appears to have quite an interesting workflow set up about how an order is created, and then from there, now that you've shared just this whole connection flow now to, you know, multiple warehouses and purchasing and forecasting. And it's almost like, it sounds like they're, the management team is likely well-informed now. No wonder they're one of the top growing brands in Canada because they have this visibility and the single source of truth that you're talking about. So it's very interesting.
Yeah.
So when I use the word ERP, I love some people don't even know, like enterprise resource planning, like it seems like a scary topic. And I think that, well, it is. And I think because I have enough conversations with merchants where they're not really sure, when do I get an ERP? Why should I have an ERP? And it's so interesting. You could be a fly on the wall and listen to my calls all day long. It's so interesting. Maybe I'll pose this question to you now. Like, when do you feel the right time is for a merchant to get an ERP? Like, let's start with smaller merchants. How do you know you're ready?
That's a great question, Steve. It's something we care about a lot too. The thing is, this timing of when a company needs an ERP is very different. So there's nothing like a magic number which can tell you when you need the system. The usual way we go about it is probing for the pain points, and the pain points should justify the need of an ERP system. Now, the most common thing that we see is growth getting stagnated. So let's say companies can be too small to get an ERP system. Like you said, when you're really small, they don't need one. But that's when usually they start adopting these systems one by one to solve specific problems. And what ends up happening is these solutions solve the immediate challenges, but they're not long-term solutions. For example, I was speaking to a CEO of a large Shopify Plus company that he was mentioning that they were at 1 million 6 years ago, and today they're doing 74 mil. But the important thing is he claimed they could have done 100 mil if they didn't have all these broken processes and disconnected systems that they have today. So companies often come to us when they aren't scaling or growth is stagnated because of these operations issues, which most often leads to unhappy customers and negative reviews. I want to take the example of another Shopify Plus merchant, Braceability. They specialize in orthopedic braces. And we just published a case study with them. And one of the things that Sean, the CEO, was talking about was their team. They put together this amazing team of people who love talking to customers, who enjoy making delightful experience for their customers. But before Fulfill, they were spending all of this time in between these processes, between disconnected systems, copy pasting, essentially what I call being duct tape between different systems.
Yeah.
And today they get to focus on customers, delighting them. Again, I totally encourage our listeners to go and check out their Amazon reviews. You'd see how much the fulfillment and the returns experience has influenced their customers' 5-star ratings.
Yeah, I recently interviewed Seller Labs recently, which is a pretty popular software solution and platform for Amazon sellers with keywords and trying to get reviews and their ad product. And yeah, that's one of the things that they were talking about, was that it's a difficult challenge to get the reviews, but like, we're all guilty of it. You know, this whole Amazon effect. We like to read some of the negative reviews, but we also like to see if they're just crazy or if in fact it's justified. But yeah, the positive reviews of the whole customer's journey and their connection to that brand is so interesting what people can write. And that, yeah, definitely motivates you if you're going to shop with that brand or not, either on Amazon or directly on the brand's Shopify website. Store. Yeah.
Yeah. So there was a survey, you know, which was talking about 88% of consumers trusting online reviews just as much as a personal recommendation between friends. So these reviews are an important part to the growth of any merchant.
Yeah, and I think that's similar to what I've read too. And you know what? That's just like we're case in point. We're consumers too. My wife, same thing. We always go and check out the reviews first. I do dabble in a couple of negative ones just to make sure. But other than that, that really motivates me to saying, yeah, people have made this decision, this choice to go with this brand. And that's what you're saying with this Brace Abilities company is saying because they've connected to Fulfill, and now you know instead of having this kind of well, I don't you called it but duct tape or disjointed kind of connection of a whole bunch of different solutions. Different. There's lots of apps that are very single purpose, and they do what they need to do. Maybe that's all part of the customer's journey of growth and maturity. But at some point, I mean, back to my question again, like when is it time? Well, there's pains. There's time when there's disjointedness of multiple apps, and just the overall customer's experience, I guess, would be it just is not as great as it could be. Does that kind of make sense?
Yes, it does.
So a brand's at a certain level now, they have these pains. There's this kind of disjointed kind of too many apps and things like that. Or you said like stagnating growth and stuff like that. So what happens next now from your perspective?
You need to start finding the right system. So a right ERP system for your business that'll help you organize your post-checkout operations just like what Shopify did for your checkout. So this usually starts with finding a system that works tightly with Shopify. That's your e-commerce platform, probably your number one selling channel. Inventory, orders, fulfillments, tracking numbers, all of this should flow seamlessly with Shopify. That should be the number one thing they should look for when it's time for an ERP. Second thing would be other channels they sell on. They should be a good fit. And third, but just as important and an often overlooked item is fulfillment strategies. So today, retailers use very different strategies to ship orders. They almost work like a marketplace, right? Some items are fulfilled by them. Those could be fulfilled from two different warehouses. Some items are drop shipped. Some of our customers make the product just after they receive the order, just in time fulfillment. So you have all of these different fulfillment strategies merchants use today. And these should be first-class features inside the system you choose. It shouldn't be an afterthought. It shouldn't be a workaround. It should be primary functionality. Once you have this entire fulfillment part operated, then this automation is what will help you delight the modern internet shopper, the impatient shopper like you and me. We expect what we want what we bought. We want it the same day, the next day. We want to return it if we don't like it. And we expect the prime experience throughout. So to do that, this entire process needs to be automated and done really, really well.
Yeah, I would totally agree with you. And that whole, I mean, that's the whole experience, the UX, this, you know, it's just, it's so important in a brand to have a great customer journey all the way through, you know, hence the reasons why I believe Shopify recently purchased a return solution called Return Magic. I believe they saw a gap in the market and they felt that maybe the core platform, there's enough people and enough customers using the Shopify and buying on Shopify that not having a return solution as part of the core offering or certainly owning the app, it was obviously an interesting thing that was missing from Shopify. Now that's part of their organization. That's quite interesting that that's kind of what they have identified as a weakness and then were able to kind of hopefully at some point integrate it as part of their overall solution as a core. At this point, I think it's still available as an app. So let's flip it the other way then. So what about people deciding to build a custom system? Because, you know, to say that maybe out of the box, Fulfill does certain things that connects to the to these different marketplaces and the 3PLs and the and inventory and accounting. And a lot of these things are all proof of concept is there. There's some very large plus merchants that have made the decision that are very successfully executing with your solution. But on the flip side, is there a way of people potentially building something on their own for their own practical needs?
Very interesting thing, Steve. So just last week, I was working with one of our customers who had spent $500,000 on building an in-house system, which both an e-commerce front end and an operations suite, like kind of a proxy ERP system. And we see a lot of merchants do the same thing, even when they migrate to Shopify and use private apps and so on. The hardest challenge here is the challenge that you would have seen before merchants moved to Shopify from some of their homegrown systems. So tons of hundreds of thousands of dollars being spent every year on maintaining legacy platforms, security issues, and when Black Friday and Cyber Monday comes, it all comes tumbling down. So just like those issues they face with custom e-commerce platforms, those are the exact same challenges with internal systems. Now, like we've said before, the focus of a e-commerce company, they don't really want to be in the technology business. They are an e-commerce company. They are a customer experience company. They want to sell the best products and get it to their customers with the best experience. Technology, most of these companies end up doing it because they didn't see a solution in the past. And that's why before Shopify, a lot of these merchants had custom solutions. Same way, a lot of them built custom internal solutions. And a growing trend that we see is these companies dropping their custom e-commerce platform, moving to Shopify. And at the same time, dropping the back office system and moving to Fulfill.
And that's a good 1-2 punch then. So yeah, Shopify is going to take care of the uptime of the storefront so people can, you know, buy and enjoy that. But just it's this post-purchase kind of flow that happens after the fact. So that's great. It's really cool that that's, you know, where you're positioning Fulfill in that workflow. So let's talk about customers. Obviously, there's been, I would assume, a handful or a large amount of customers who have switched from this kind of internal systems that you were kind of talking about, potentially even competitor type systems. Can you share any details on why they flipped over and the differences now that you see from internal now going to Fulfill?
So again, I want to use the example of one of our favorite customers here. It's not often that we get to talk about customers that literally save lives. So this is a company called RoadID.
Okay. Yeah.
So RoadID makes medical ID tags, wearable ID tags for athletes. So it all started when founder Edward was practicing for a marathon. And in his own words, almost came face to face with a King Kong sized pickup truck. So that day, he and his father started RoadID, and that was 17 years ago. So as they scaled, for over a decade, they maintained their own e-commerce platform and a custom order management and inventory system internally. Last year, they made the decision to switch to Shopify Plus. And at the same time, they also moved to Fulfill for inventory and order management. Now, that was a challenging transition. It's a decade-old system internally built into something totally new. But the results talk for themselves. Today, they have their entire process automated. They built whatever custom needs had to be met over the API of Shopify and over Fulfill's API. And from three-day fulfillment, they have now achieved their long-term dream of same-day fulfillment. And last month, they also set up their new facility in the UK to ship to Europe. So a great growth story moving away from internal systems to Shopify and Fulfill.
Yeah, that's awesome. I know these conversations, once again, come up quite often about internationalization. And now I just read recently Shopify has now has translated their admin into 7 different languages. And so I can see, it's so interesting kind of what they're up to. And it proves that the international growth, as powerful as Shopify is maybe in the North American market, it's so interesting that they see a lot of the growth opportunities happening throughout Europe and the Asia Pacific and into Japan. And it's so interesting that they're now doing that sort of thing. And so it's great to see that that's what's happening. And you as a brand owner, if you're listening to the show today, on Plus or not, if you see yourself and understanding that maybe the whole customer's experience isn't exactly as you would have hoped, and or there's a duct tape type solution or many apps compounding together, not necessarily talking to each other correctly. You know, if you're finding that that's the sort of challenge that you're involved in right now, then I believe probably it's a great time to talk to Sharoon and his team, discuss what Fulfill is doing. Just like, how can life be different outside of what I currently have? And then on the flip side of that is, can there be an improved process now of having a single source of truth for all things post-purchase and be able to handle that whole operations side of the business? I think it's really, really great to have you on the show. talking about your passion for this. It's so interesting right from the beginning, right from your family, getting involved with a crazy ERP system and then having, you know, being forced into it, but then doubling down on it and saying, hey, wait a second, you know what? I think I'm onto something here. And over the years have really, you know, have built a great platform. And it's excellent to see some awesome plus merchants and core merchants using your solution. We are nearing the end of the show, but do you have any kind of closing comments or any takeaways that you may want to share with some of the listeners today?
Sure, Steve. I know there's a lot of high growth merchants listening to us today. So I just want to use this cliche statement that one of our customers made. Shopify and Fulfill are a match made in heaven. So if you're finding operational challenges, you're unsure whether you need an ERP, you want help with scaling your operations, we are doing a listener-only promotion. So I'm offering a free consulting session on the phone for the first 50 listeners of this podcast who register on the site. So I think, Steve, you would be sharing the link for this. So we are happy to work with you and help you see if an ERP is what you need to take your business to the next level.
That's awesome. And so people can learn more about the Fulfill platform. You can go to Fulfill, that's FULFIL.io, Fulfill.io. And I will update the show notes, which will redirect to that listener-only promo at ecommercefastlane.com/fulfill. That'll be in the show notes too. That'll redirect you to that consultation for the first 50 listeners. Really, it's a no-brainer to have someone of this caliber and expertise. And it's nice to see all these plus merchants that have made the decision to use the solution. And, you know, it may turn out that you're actually in a very similar situation. The only way to find out is to have this consultation to kind of talk about what your current SOP, your standard operating procedures are post-purchase. What do you do? And understanding that whole workflow. It's very clear that Sharoon, you and your team will definitely be able to help these merchants just understand what they can do to help them grow and scale to the next level. Thank you very, very much for coming on the show today, and have yourself an awesome day.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks for having me.
This episode was brought to you by OmniSend, makers of sophisticated omnichannel marketing automation tools for sales-driven Shopify brands that have outgrown generic email marketing platforms. Engage your customers and boost your e-commerce sales with dynamic emails, text messages, web push notifications, Facebook Messenger, and retargeting ads on Facebook and Google, all from one platform. Try OmniSend for free for 14 days. Check them out, ecommercefastlane.com/OmniSend, and use the coupon code FASTLANE when you sign up. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you, a loyal listener of eCommerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, launch, grow, and scale with Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.